Exercises 4B and 5, page 28.
Hello. I'm Jeremy Finch, and I'm here to talk to you on behalf of the local Forest Society. As many of you should already know, the United Nations declared 2011 the International Year of Forests. They did this to raise people's awareness about the importance of forests. I'm here today to talk to you about the rainforest. Most of you are aware that rainforests produce 20% of the world's oxygen supply and are responsible for keeping the world's climate in balance. Apart from that, they are also the world's oldest ecosystem and are home to more than 50% of the world's plant and animal life. In the 19th century, rainforests covered over 20% of land surface on Earth. Tragically, more than half of that is now gone. There is now only about 6 million square kilometers of rainforest left in the world. That's an area of land the size of Australia, and it represents around 5% of the world's land surface. Every single day, 32,000 hectares are cut down for wood to make way for farmland and urban areas. Losing the rainforest would mean losing millions of species. Experts believe we are losing 137 plant and animal species every day due to rainforest deforestation. As these species disappear, so do many possible cures for life-threatening diseases. Why? Because many of our medicines come from rainforest plants. Although less than 1% of rainforest plants have been tested for medicinal uses, more than 25% of modern drugs come from rainforests. Imagine what we would lose if our rainforests disappeared before we had the chance to test more plants. So what can we do to help this important life source? Well, there are many things we can do. First of all, you can stop wasting paper and recycle all the newspapers and magazines you read. Or better yet, read them online. Secondly, you can stop buying wooden products. For example, don't buy new wooden furniture. Instead, buy furniture made from recycled or other ecological material. Thirdly, support companies that operate in ecological ways. We all have a responsibility to love this planet. Sadly, many people tend to forget their share of the responsibility. I came here today to remind you.